This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Lebanon's Hezbollah blamed Israel for a spree of pager blasts across Lebanon, saying it will get its fair punishment, according to a statement released by the militant group on Tuesday. The statement was issued by the television station run by Hezbollah. At least 8 people were killed and 2,800 others injured, including Hezbollah fighters. Medics and Iran's envoy to Beirut were wounded on Tuesday when the pagers they used to communicate exploded across Lebanon, security sources and the Lebanese health minister said. A Hezbollah official said the detonation of the pagers was the biggest security breach the group had been subjected to in nearly a year of conflict with Israel. Israel said on Tuesday halting Hezbollah's attacks in the country's north to allow residents to return to their homes is now an official war goal as it considers a wider military operation in Lebanon, AP correspondent Charles De La Desma reports.
Israeli officials have repeatedly threatened to take heavier military action to halt the near-daily attacks, which began shortly after the outbreak of the war in Gaza. Jerusalem's regularly launched airstrikes in response and has targeted and killed senior Hezbollah commanders. The fighting has displaced tens of thousands of people on both sides of the border. Hezbollah has said it would halt the attacks with a ceasefire in Gaza, and the U.S. has pressed for restraint. I'm Charles De La Desma.
State media in Myanmar reported on Tuesday floods and landslides triggered by last week's Typhoon Yagi and seasonal monsoon rains have claimed at least 226 lives, with 77 people missing. The new figures pushed the total number of dead in Southeast Asia from the storm past 500. This is VOA News. Haitian migrants living in Springfield, a small town in the midwestern state of Ohio in the U.S., are making headlines nationwide after being accused of eating residents' pets. VOA Creole traveled to Springfield and has this report narrated by Elizabeth Cherniff.
The allegation, posted on social media and amplified by the Republican vice presidential nominee, Ohio Senator J.D. Vance, was repeated in last week's debate by former President Donald Trump, sparking outrage. Haitian migrants in Ohio, like Cleo, deny the allegations.
I saw it on the internet. People talking about all Haitians are misbehaving. But definitely, there is no proof.
One migrant says he was threatened after moving to Springfield from Florida 3 months ago. Now he's thinking about packing up and leaving town. For VOA Creole in Springfield, Ohio, Elizabeth Cherniff, VOA News.
Florida law enforcement officials will launch their own criminal investigation into Sunday's apparent assassination attempt on former President Donald Trump that will run parallel to the U.S. federal probe. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis made the announcement on Tuesday. The governor said Florida prosecutors will pursue the most serious charges available under state law, including attempted murder in the state-level investigation into Ryan Wesley Routh. The suspect was charged on Monday with federal firearms offenses. Cuba's communist-run government slashed the weight of its subsidized ration of daily bread by a quarter on Monday, Reuters correspondent Christy Kilburn reports.
Last week, the country said it had run short of the wheat flour it needs to make the bread. The bread will be reduced from 80 grams to 60 grams, or just over 2 ounces. That's about the same weight as an average cookie. The bread's price dropped slightly, too, to just under 1 peso, or 1/3 of a cent. Many Cubans earn around $15 a month and can scarcely afford to shop for more expensive bread on the private market. The government blames the flour shortage on the U.S. trade embargo, a complex set of restrictions that complicates Cuba's global financial transactions.
Reuters correspondent Christy Kilburn. Sean Diddy Combs has pleaded not guilty to federal sex trafficking and racketeering charges. The indictment, unsealed on Tuesday, says the music mogul abused women for over a decade and presided over a sordid empire of sexual crimes. Prosecutors want him kept behind bars following his arrest in New York's Manhattan. I'm Joe Ramsey. VOA News.